It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents is scheduled to vote today on a plan to increase tuition across all 13 UW campuses by 2%. Student fees would also increase under this proposal. For a decade, a tuition freeze kept in-state tuition for undergraduates flat. That freeze ended in 2023, and now universities are facing the pressures of inflation and rising costs. In just a bit, we'll hear from a Republican lawmaker who sent a letter to Regents yesterday urging them to vote against a tuition increase. But first, we have Julie Gordon, Vice President for Finance and Administration for the Universities of Wisconsin. Julie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Why does the UW system need this tuition increase?
Well, we think that this tuition increase of 2% is really a very measured response that allows us to maintain affordability, really maintaining our status as a leader in affordability in the Midwest, while also preserving the quality that I think our students and our Wisconsin families expect. I would say that our universities have done a lot of work in recent years to address structural deficits, to ensure that we're living within our means, that our expenditures are matching available resources. And this has involved, I think, a lot of hard work at our campuses in looking at every position and dollar spent. So, but, you know, I think at this point, inflation that's felt by Wisconsin families is our reality as well. And that definitely came into play in our recommendation to the Board of Regents. This proposal was below the rate of inflation for calendar year 25 when we started talking about and planning for the upcoming fiscal year 27. And now our proposal, we believe, is well below the current rate of inflation, which is really our best guess of what expenses will be and what we'll face in the year ahead. So we've worked closely with our universities to make sure we have a measured and balanced approach, really keeping our students, their educational needs, and Wisconsin as a whole in mind.
You say best guess. Last year, tuition increased by 5%. Is 2% enough to cover rising costs for the system?
Well, the 2% is going to be spent in really two primary ways. One is approximately half of it will be used to cover the salary increases for our faculty and staff. This is the general wage adjustment that the governor and the legislature approved for all state employees. But unlike the rest of state government, the universities of Wisconsin are required to fund about 30% of that state mandated salary increase. And that is typical to how we operate, and tuition is the way that we generally cover that cost to us, that cost increase, not only for the salaries, but also the fringe benefits that go along with that. I think we're also, as I said, seeing that inflation with utilities, fuel, technology, supplies. Really, the technology is a significant piece that I can't speak to enough. We're seeing increases in technology, 10 to 40% at the current time. So is 2% enough? I would say that we are recognizing where our Wisconsin families are and, again, trying to maintain that affordability. This is something that we are making work, trying to address the needs of Wisconsin and the basic needs of our universities.
You mentioned structural deficits, universities operating in the red. A number of UW campuses are facing these structural deficits. About half of the system's two-year campuses have closed or been phased out. In the system statement, it said this increase is meant to ensure long-term financial stability. Is a broader restructuring needed?
Well, I can't speak to that at this point. I think that would involve a lot of discussions with our Board of Regents and with our universities, with the state legislature and our communities. And so I can't speak to that, but I would say that structural deficits right now are not the issue that our universities are facing. As I said, the numbers that you cited were correct. In fiscal year 24, in fiscal year 25, we've done that hard work. We have reduced the number of positions. When you look at the number of positions that we have from since 2018, not including UW-Madison, we are down approximately 1,000 positions across the universities of Wisconsin as a whole. That is those tough decisions that I was talking about. When we look at state-funded positions specifically, we are down more than 1,200 positions since 1993. So we've made those tough decisions. We have right-sized our budget. We are always looking for efficiencies. That is not something that we will ever stop doing. But I think the proposal is a modest one before the regents today to help address the basic costs that, and increases that we are facing.
Julie, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Julie Gordon is Vice President for Finance and Administration for the Universities of Wisconsin. We've been talking about a UW Board of Regents vote later today that would increase undergraduate tuition by 2%. Now, Republicans at the state capitol have been critical of this tuition increase proposal, and we'll hear from one of those voices. We have Representative Dan Knodel of Germantown, who represents the 24th District in the southeastern part of the state. Representative Knodel, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kate. Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Yesterday, you sent a letter to UW Regents urging them to reject this tuition increase plan. Why is a 2% increase not justified?
Well, the 2% increase is following three earlier years of increases from 3.75 up to 5% on the previous increases. So this is simply a continuation of passing on additional tuition costs to our families of Wisconsin. And I just go back to UW's own mission statement when they announced that they are future ready for all. And the key in there is for all. And if college becomes less affordable every year, that future is going to be available to actually fewer Wisconsin families, because that affordability becomes more challenging.
You said the UW should instead focus on reducing costs rather than increasing tuition. Where should this cost cutting come from?
Well, I primarily have focused on the administrative bloat that we've seen. We've seen a loss of up to 16,000 students over the years. And but the administration hires have increased. So there, why would you need more administrators for less students? It just doesn't make sense. And it's not an efficient way to do business, whether you're in the private or the public sector.
Let's look at this tuition freeze that lasted a decade, first adopted under Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013. Legislature renews that freeze four times under biennial budgets before returning authority to the regents at the conclusion of 2021 budget cycle. Regents then ultimately lifting that freeze in 2023. Would you support another tuition freeze? And if so, for how long?
Time to look at that. So I would consider supporting that because of these continued increases that we've seen over the last 4 years that the regents have approved. So it's the one way for the legislature to put some restraints on this type of situation, continued tuition increases. And then it forces the system to become more efficient. And often in government, that's about our only hammer, is to hold dollars, withhold dollars, or in this case, not allow tuition increases. And then you force the entity to become more efficient with the current dollars that they have.
So how long would you want a tuition freeze to last?
I don't know that I have a number of years in mind. I don't think it would be something to up to 10 years that we've seen in the past. To your earlier point mentioned to Julie, perhaps it's for a period of time where they need to do a broader restructuring. So you asked that question. It was not answered, but certainly that is what has to be considered here, is that we need to look at a broader restructuring of the entire UW system. And it all comes back to return on investment. If the state, through the legislature is going to allocate more dollars, which we have in this particular budget cycle, 250 plus million, and another 850 million for buildings. We want to see the return on that investment. And often in government, that is something that is not done. There is not an accountability at the end of the spend to see if there is a good return on the investment of taxpayer dollars.
So on the point of restructuring, do you mean because we have seen 8 of the 13 UW two-year branch campuses that have been closed or phased out, do you want more branch, you know, campuses to close? What do you mean by restructuring?
You have to, two things. Yes, you can certainly follow up on that if there's not a need for the amount of campuses that we do have. We've seen that at the two-year schools, and that really is just responding to demand. The demand was not there. We didn't have students signing up for those programs. So it makes sense to adjust and downsize or restructure that. And then, so that can be looked at. Then you have to look at the curriculum, the number of degrees that are out there and they're offering, and what, again, is the return on investment? Do we need all those different degree paths? Is the state of Wisconsin benefiting from the students that have graduated with these degrees? Are they being employed in the state of Wisconsin? Are they being productive in growing our economy? So those two areas, which would be the size of the system and then the offerings that they have.
Representative Knodel, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you on Wisconsin.
Dan Knodel is a Republican State Assembly lawmaker from Germantown representing the 24th District. We've been talking about a Universities of Wisconsin plan to raise tuition for undergraduate students by 2%, a vote coming today. We previously spoke with Julie Gordon, Vice President for Finance and Administration for the UW system. For disclosure, Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of UW-Madison, and WPR staff are employees of UW-Madison.